Listen, it's been an awesome day. It's an awesome weekend. So we're going to have a celebration here this morning. I've got some cups right here that don't want to come out. And we're gonna have something to drink this morning. Y'all ready? Who wants a cup? Well, it's highly likely, unless you're strange, and there's two strange people in here, you're probably not going to drink this. This is what runs your... I'll do an advertisement right here, though. If you're still mixing your gas to run your weed eater, quit that nonsense. They do it for you now, and it works really good. It's awesome. But I probably won't get any takers on drinking this morning. No, sir. No. See that? There's a weed eater, a blower, and a chainsaw on there. I really don't care how thirsty you are. You're probably not going to drink this morning. Why are you not going to drink this morning? Why will it kill you? Because it's... this is poison. What if I told you, sitting in your seat right now, some of you are drinking it and don't know it? Mm-mm-mm. We're on a journey of breaking free here. And if you didn't watch last week's message, you really ought to go back and watch it. I've had so many people come to me and say, man, I almost got saved. And I'm hoping the same thing happens today. But what if you're drinking poison and don't know it? Well, let's get into the Word. I'm taking you right through the process that someone again goes through when they filled out their questionnaire and they come and see me. We've dealt with soul ties. We've dealt with unforgiveness. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:31, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. So we find here, not only are we supposed to forgive people, but we're supposed to let go of bitterness. Now you have to understand that there is a process that you go through. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there were a lot of people who finally came to a place of forgiveness. Forgiveness is to let go, to release, to choose not to hold against them, to release them from their debt. Did they do it? Yes. Do they owe it? Yes. But forgiveness is releasing them from their responsibility. If you refuse to forgive, you move into bitterness. So now you've got more than one stronghold. When you refuse to release, you become bitter. And we're told here to let bitterness be put away from us. And what we have to see is this. Bitterness, then, is the manifestation of refusing to forgive someone. When you refuse to forgive, you become bitter. Now let's look at the Word. In Hebrews 12:14-15, it says this. Pursue peace with all men, and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one comes short of the grace of God, that no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble, and it may many be defiled. Now, we saw clearly last week that Jesus said, if you don't forgive them, I won't forgive you. So if you have unforgiveness in your heart, you're not in right relationship with Him. Then we see something else interesting here. See to it that no man comes short of the grace of God. How do we know that we've come short of the grace of God? Because we're bitter. We have bitterness on the inside of us. Yes, Lord. The same word for grace in Scripture is the same word for gift. C-H-A-R-I-S. Charis. Charismatics. It's the same word for grace. So then if I'm in bitterness, the anointing, the grace, is not flowing in my life to function in my gift. possible this morning that some of you are not flowing and functioning in the gift the Lord has for you, and you feel like there's something blocking your gift. The reality is you may be in bitterness. Because bitterness separates you from the grace, the charis. It stops it from flowing in your life. Now let's look at Acts 8, chapter 8, verse 18. Now when Simon saw that the Spirit was bestowed through the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money, saying, Give this authority to me as well, so that everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit. Peter said to him, really something strange, for it doesn't seem to fit. The situation. He says, may your silver perish with you because you thought you could obtain the gift of God with money. You have no part or portion in this matter, for your heart is not right with God. Why is your heart not right with God, sir? Repent of this wickedness and pray that the Lord, that if possible, the intention of your heart may be forgiven you. For I see that you were in the gall of bitterness and in the bondage of iniquity. Why was he not right with God? Because he had bitterness. And it's interesting here, this guy was wanting, something on the inside of him wanted to function in the same gift that they functioned in. But what was his motivation? He was bitter. If you're fighting and striving to get to be used in the church and you're not okay with just being at his feet, it can be a manifestation of bitterness. Because this man was wanting to have the gift that they had. And the response to him, sir, your heart's not right. You're in bitterness. Therefore, we can equate to that, that bitterness was a manifestation, or his desire to buy the gift or function in the gift was because bitterness was working on the inside of him. You could be coveting to do ministry in the church because you got bitterness in you. And no doubt in my mind then, bitterness is probably in him because he's probably been rejected in some way. And you can then read into this that him exercising or doing what they did filled some kind of need inside of him to be used. But what was the issue? Oh, Lord, I pray again just like I did last week. You did it last week. Do it again. See, when I spoke last week, I knew. I cried out to God for days. Lord, they'll say, I have forgiven people. But you've got to show them they haven't forgiven people. And that's what happened. Now, Lord, I'm praying, show them they're bitter and don't know it. I'm talking to you. I'm not talking to your neighbor. I'm talking to you. And Lord, I just ask you right now that you would cause this to unfold in such a way that we see the bitterness in us. But I'm seeing something here that I've never recognized. This man was coveting to function in ministry because of bitterness, because it filled the place of insecurity in him. But insecurity can be a manifestation of bitterness. Your heart is not right before God because you are in the gall of bitterness. Now, when we look at these scriptures, we see root of bitterness and gall of bitterness in these scriptures. What I have to get you to see is this. This is not the first mention in scripture of these two words, root and gall. This is actually a reference to an Old Testament portion of scripture. So we've got to go back to understand, sir, you're not right with God. Why are you not right with God, sir? Because you're in the gall of bitterness. Something about bitterness made him not right with God, and something about bitterness made him not qualified to do ministry. So we've got to go back and look and dig what God is really saying about these words. It also reveals the seriousness of holding bitterness in our hearts. Now let's look at Deuteronomy 29:18, and we'll show you in three versions. Because if you read the King Jimmy, you still didn't get it. There's something in this scripture that ties in with what's going on in this book in Deuteronomy 29:18. It says this, almost said the same way. Lest there should be among you a man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations. Lest there should be among you a root that bears gall and wormwood. Addressed in Deuteronomy. Same thing that's been said here. A root. Gall. Wormwood. Gall is a poisonous herb. Wormwood means to poison. It means to curse. The NASB. So that there will not be among you a man or woman. I told you, NASB's best version. So that there will not be among you a man or woman or family or tribe whose heart turns away from the Lord to go and serve the gods of those nations. That there will not be among you a root bearing poisonous fruit. A root that bears poison. Poisonous fruit. The Amplified Bible. Beware, lest there should be among you a man or woman or family or tribe whose mind and heart turns away this day from the Lord our God to go and serve the gods of these nations. Lest there should be among you a poisonous root that bears gall and wormwood. Sir, I perceive that you're not right with God. You're in the gall of bitterness. Now, if we look at this then, when he tells Simon he's not right with God, he's saying, sir, you've been poisoned. You're wanting to buy this gift, sir, because there's poison on the inside of you. You're poisoned. You can't participate in this anointing. You can't participate in this grace because you're poisoned. Are you grabbing that? He said, you've been poisoned by bitterness. That's why that you're out of right relationship with God. Bitterness is the next step past unforgiveness. If you don't forgive, you will enter into bitterness, and both make us out of right relationship with God. So he says, you've been poisoned by bitterness. He's saying bitterness acts as gall and wormwood and poisons our lives. When you get into bitterness, you've been poisoned. Bitterness causes poison to spread through your life. And now, just when your blood's pumping, it's pumping poison. So if you got bitterness on the inside this morning, you're living poisonous. You can't afford to keep that. You've got to let the Lord heal that place where you have bitterness. And one of the ways this manifests is in your relationships. I don't really want to have a good, I don't want to pull people into my circle who are poisoned. So let's go back now to Hebrews 12:14-15. It says, pursue peace with all men and the sanctification without which no one will see the Lord. See to it that no one comes short of the grace of God and that no root of bitterness springing up causes trouble and by it many be defiled. The first thing we have to see is then, number one, we have to see this, that bitterness is a root. There will not be a root where there has not been a seed. Bitterness is a root. Now, then we can also say that you can't see the root. See, when you've got bitterness inside of you, first of all, a root has developed because of a seed. Something happened in your life that you became disappointed. You became rejected. Things didn't go the way you wanted them to go. There are people in this room right now that you have a root, and the seed was you became disappointed in God. He didn't come through like you thought He would come through. He let a loved one die that you don't think should have died. Bad things happened in your life, and it was the seed. But you continued to water that seed until it developed a root system, and now flowing from this root, your entire fruit is being poisoned. So if it's a root, it has to have a seed, and then also it can't be seen. You're just not the nicest person I've ever been around. But no, you've got bitterness in you. I'm going to show you some other things here. So we find then it's a root. We find that to be a root, it has to come from a seed. But he said here that bitterness, it defiles you. To defile means stain. Spiritually stains you. Bitterness spiritually stains you. I could have did another. I should have did that, and I'll do that next time. It stains you. I should have wore a shirt this morning that had a big stain on it. Because if that stain is there, you couldn't have paid attention to me. You'd be looking at that stain, wouldn't you? Bitterness in your life stains you spiritually. There's a stain on you. And when someone gets around you, just like if I had a stain on this shirt, they can see that stain in you. And it's holding you back. So a root of bitterness stains us spiritually. It also means spot. Bitterness is a spot. But Jesus said, I'm coming for a church that does not have a spot. He said, I'm coming for a church in Ephesians 5:27 that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. If there's bitterness inside of you, it's a spot, and he's got to remove that spot before he can present you blameless. You have a spot in your heart, sir. You have a spot in your heart, ma'am. He wants a church without spots, and bitterness is a spot. So we have to get free from bitterness. Exodus 15:22. Then Moses led Israel. Anybody learning anything yet? Then Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness, and they found no water. When they came to Marah, they could not drink the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, it is named Marah. So the people grumbled at Moses, good church people that they were, attacking their pastor. So the people grumbled at Moses. That's why Sean's an evangelist. So the people grumbled at Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And then he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, and he threw it into the waters, and the waters became sweet. There he made for them a statute and a regulation where he tested them. Can I give you a prophetic word this morning? They could not drink this water because it was bitter. John 7:38 says, he who believes in me from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water. Bitterness in your heart poisons your river and makes it undrinkable to the world around you. You can't have the pure flow of the living water That's good right there. You can have the Pure Flow Ministries on Wednesday night. That's the name of the youth group. You can't have a pure flow because people can't drink of your water if you're in bitterness. If you're still mad over what happened at the last church you went to, pure water can't flow through you. So you come to 14 churches trying to exercise your singing gift and it never works because you're poisoned. Your water's no good. And Jesus, just like he did here, God, just like he did for Moses, he wants to take and purify the stream flowing through you and get the bitterness out of it and turn your bitterness into sweetness. But you got to let go. You got to let him deal with it because you're not right with God. Your water's dirty. Your living water is contaminated. This is the living water that's coming out of you. Oh my. Could it be that's why you stand on the street corner with a megaphone telling homosexuals they're going to hell, wondering why they don't drink from your water? Because your water's poison, baby. Have you noticed none of them's drinking it? They're not drinking it. Are they drinking your water? Your water might not be pure. You want to raise up sons and daughters? You'll not raise up sons and daughters when something is impure on the inside of you. Because it don't taste good. And many times it doesn't taste good because of the bitterness that you're walking in because of the way your life went. Husbands and wives, you better quit being bitter. They couldn't drink the water because it was bitter. Bitterness poisons your river and makes it undrinkable. Now let me show you something that I dug out of this that I didn't realize. That's good, Lord. See, I led you right into this. Sons and daughters. Father's house raising up sons and daughters. Do you know what will determine the difference between whether you become a son or not? This bitterness. Well, I've been going to church all my life. I was in Sunday school when they started Sunday school. And at that new church called Father's House, I see these young people coming in and they just letting them work in the ministry. And here I am sitting on my seat. Listen. Listen. Rebellion is a manifestation of bitterness. And boy, this rocked my world. I'm going to show you this. Sometimes we're dealing with rebellious people. Rebellious people will never be sons. And we can't figure out why they're so dang rebellious. But I found out from this study that bitterness is the manifestation, or rebellion is the manifestation of a bitter root. Can't tell them nothing. Got a head like a rock. They know how to do church. They know how to lead people. They know how to do it all. Look at this now. This word Mara means bitterness. When we look at the meaning of the word Mara, we find that it connects bitterness to rebellion. The same word for bitterness, Mara, also means to rebel, to resist, and to be disobedient. I can't tell you. I hope you're getting this. I can't tell you what it did on the inside of me. Now I begin to see that what was really going on with some people who are in rebellion that can't submit their lives is they're in bitterness. Something happened years ago. A seed came into their life. They watered it, they nurtured it, and it became a root. And you can't see it because it's underneath the surface, but you are seeing the fruit that comes off of it, and rebellion is the fruit that comes off of it, and we've been trying to deal with the fruit, not getting to the root. If you don't like authority, you probably got bitterness in you. Because somebody along the way, you had one bad pastor, and now you think all pastors are bad. You had one bad husband, and now you think all men are bad.
tell you right now, if you've got something in your head that labels men or women, you got a root of bitterness. And your tongue will tell on you. That's the way men are. That's the way women are. You're bitter and out of right standing with God. Wives, submit to your husbands. Well, it's been my experience. Lord, why did I wade into that one? It's been my experience when a woman struggles to follow the leadership of the man, she's in bitterness. Because he sucked really bad. And she was so focused on getting her needs met that the seed came and now she waters it. Every time he makes a mistake, her mindset goes to, my man sucks. And she keeps watering that. And the relationship is poisoned. And usually the woman has a problem with this because the man acted like an idiot, or the one before acted like an idiot. And that's a seed. You need to get up your seeds this morning. You need to rip them up. You need to get this thing up by the roots. Because we can't function together as husband and wife with root of bitterness in us, whether it's the man or the woman. Because that's just the way women are. Women do this. Men. Root of bitterness. I'm telling you, the Lord told me this. You better allow him to put his finger on that place in you. And you're not getting the grace coming from your husband or wife. Because you've watered the seed and you're rebellious to the way the Lord set up the authority system. And the Lord brings you to a local house so you can become a son or daughter, but you can't become a son or daughter because after all, you know more than they do. But your issue is bitterness. And you can't be a son or daughter. Whew. The same word for bitterness. Lord, why did I talk about marriage? Let me make sure you understand me saying it goes both ways. Men have a lot of root of bitterness in them because we process things differently. Women got to talk about it. We don't want to talk about it. And you talk about it so much, it begins to feel like to us that you're nagging. So once it comes to that point, we begin to water that nagging seed. And now we don't listen to you anymore. There are people in this room right now, you're mad because your husband won't listen to you. Well, what? Let's go back. Go back. Let the Holy Spirit show you right now. The last time he told you something, you chewed him up and spit him out and told him how stupid it was. Get your life right. Get your heart right. Get the bitterness out of you. God can't bless bitterness. It's connected to stubbornness. Bitterness and stubbornness. Why are they stubborn? Because they're bitter. I tried that one time and it didn't work, and I ain't trying it again, and I don't care how much Jesus comes to me and how much I feel the presence of God, I am not getting myself back in this position again. The real issue is bitterness, stubborn head. I've just found out, Kevin, all horses are bitter. Stubbornness. Bitterness is actually repressed anger. Think about that. This is not the person that you just look at them and they cuss you out. Which is pretty obvious to figure out. You don't have to have a degree in prophetic ministry to figure out this person's angry. But what about if they're just rebellious and stubborn? It could be actually bitterness. Disappointment. Things didn't go the way they wanted it to go. And they became disappointed. Oh, I gotta hurry. It's only 12:30. Rebellion and submitting to authority. If you have struggle with rebellion and submitting to authority, you may be walking in bitterness.
We also see here that a root of bitterness springs up. So what have we learned? A root of bitterness poisons us. It defiles us. It stains us. It spots us. We also find that it springs up. Lest a root of bitterness springing up trouble you. Number one, it springs up. You don't realize that the root's there, but then it just springs. And you're like, where'd this come from? You became bitter because of things that happened in your life. It says it troubles you. And I want you to notice something here, folks. I've always held on to this scripture, but I've never dove into it this much. What does it say a root of bitterness will do? It defiles. Really? Who does it defile? You? Many. Bitterness is not private. He said, lest a root of bitterness spring up and defile many. It's not private. In leadership, especially, if I've got a root of bitterness, everyone who connects to me becomes defiled by my bitterness. I'm not going to hang around. The Bible says, do not make friends with an angry man. I can't afford to have a relationship with somebody who's in bitterness. Because most of the time, all they're going to do is spout out their mouth negativity. And the negativity will begin to weigh on me. They have issues with their kids, so that's all they ever talk about. Now, I spent so much time around them that all I can see is the problems in my kids. Hello? You cannot connect and have relationship with bitterness. And if you're called to leadership, you better deal with bitterness because it defiles anyone who connects to you. Bitterness is not a private matter. Are you seeing that? The fruit of bitterness then, we see that it's a root, it's hidden, it's not obvious, it's under the surface. The fruit may be anger, resentment, rage, hatred, strife, or revenge. We've been thinking we've been dealing with an anger issue. No, the anger issue is really a bitterness issue, and anger is the manifestation. It's the fruit coming from the real issue, which is bitterness. So you have to see then, I pray, Lord, that you would just show us our hearts. We have to destroy the root before we can kill the fruit. And as I told you, if there's a root, then there has to be a seed first. Bitterness is a seed before it's a root. The Holy Spirit right now in this moment wants to reveal to you the seed that set up this root in your life. Sometimes it's a seed of disappointment. Things did not happen the way we thought or planned. He didn't go the way we figured it out, the way we had it figured. And we become disappointed. Please hear me. Holy Spirit is speaking right now. Disappointment is an open door of the enemy. Disappointment can cause spirits to infiltrate your life quicker than anything. Because you open up the door for them to come into your life. And you've got to go back and deal with the disappointment if you want healed. It's time for you to cry and get it out and say, it thoroughly disappointed me, God, when this happened. To the relationships in your life, it thoroughly disappointed me when you did X, Y, and Z. You've got to go back and deal with that seed. Another is a seed of loss. When loss comes into your life, it can make you very bitter. God, why did I have to lose these things? Why they still got their Silverado and I don't have mine? God, why was I worshiping and they took my car while I was worshiping? You fill in the blank. Loss in your life. Loss of a relationship. God, why did they get a dad and I didn't? God, why do they still have their mom and they've lived their life with their mom and I don't have mine? seat of rejection. The next place we're going is rejection. I've had people send me messages that say, man, I have never felt this free. I feel so free. If you're free now, the number one cause of soul issues is rejection. 95% of deliverance hinges on dealing with rejection. And rejection can make you bitter. When you get rejected, it's easy to turn bitter. Again, like I said, you now hate all men, so you become a lesbian. Because you got to live with love, so if you hate men, you're going to have to go somewhere. What's the issue? Bitterness. Coming from the seed of rejection. It's quiet in here. You feel like you missed your mama. Man, back when I was in high school, I should have. If only I would have did this. If only I would have done that. You missed your moment and didn't realize it. And you still live with regret. And the enemy comes and he whispers in your ear. Sometimes you hear your mama's voice too. I told you not to marry him. I told you you should have went to college. Girls go to college to get more knowledge. Boys go to Jupiter to get more stupider. I just thought you'd, subconscious mind, it just came back. I'm surprised I didn't get some amens on that. A seed of regret. Looking back at the past and reliving what you wish you had or had not done will paralyze you. And it will make you bitter. One of the ways you'll know you're bitter is you can't celebrate it when it happens for someone else. You're not happy about the success of others. If you're not happy about the success of others, if their success bothers you, if it going well for them bothers you, you have bitterness. A seed of injustice, lack of fairness, it's just not fair. An event in your life becomes a seed, and you dwell on it, and you water it, and you feed it until it develops a root. Now let me share some things with you. How can you sometimes detect that bitterness is in you? Number one, bitterness, just like with most everything, will manifest in your mouth. Go back and listen to last week's message. If I mention someone's name and what comes out your mouth is something negative, you're not free yet. Doesn't make it not true, but you feel the need to say it because there's still something in you, sir. Ma'am. You can't just let it lie there. You feel the need to tell everybody. Instead of saying, yeah, they're a great person. Bitterness manifests in your mouth. Job 7:11. Therefore, I will not refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit, and I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Complaining. You're in bitterness. Complaining is a manifestation of bitterness. He said, I will not refrain my mouth. Not being able to control your tongue. Complaining. Manifestation of bitterness. Depression can be the result of bitterness. Job 10:1. My soul is weary of my life. I will leave my complaint upon myself. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. He said, I'm weary of my life. What's his issue? Bitterness. Don't want to live. Don't like life. Do you know the reality is this then? The true essence of bitterness means you have to be focused in the past. You cannot keep bitterness unless you're focused in the past. This one thing I do, I forget what's behind me so that I can press on toward the mark. But somebody in bitterness is still rehearsing 15 years later what happened a long time ago. They're looking behind them. Bitterness is focused behind you. The Lord's trying to get some of you to forget about what happened to you and look at what happened to you as a trophy and not a stumbling block. Look at everything that happened to you as a stepping stone, not a stumbling block, because you wouldn't be who you are had you not gone through it. He let you go through it so you would have a heart for someone else to go through it, but you're not able to operate in the ministry He's called you to because you're still living behind you when you should step over it, use it as a stepping stone instead of a stumbling block. Bitterness will cause you to focus on the past, and you will stay bitter as long as you focus on the past. Unthankfulness is tied to bitterness because you focus on what you don't have or didn't get instead of what you do have right in front of you. If you become thankful for what's in front of you, you move out of this place of disappointment and bitterness. A few more. Discontentment can be the result of bitterness. I hear you, Jesus. Somebody listen right now. Some of you people are just as discontent as you can be. You drive your spouse crazy because you get ever been a 10 minutes of peace and that's about all you get, and then now you're wanting to do this and you can't be satisfied and you're just discontent. You buy 14 vehicles, keep trying to find the one that makes it, that makes it good for you. You buy 14 houses trying to fix contentment, trying to be content. And discontentment, Job 21:25, and another dieth in the bitterness of his soul. He dies in the bitterness of his soul. Lord, don't let anybody in this room die in the bitterness of their soul. And it says they never eat with pleasure. They just never are able to enjoy themselves and think of what a good life they got. They're in bitterness. You ain't gonna mess with my chicken. My chicken tastes good. Your food don't taste good. You don't get enjoyment out of your life. And the real issue is bitterness. Let Him heal you of bitterness today. I feel Him moving again in this room. Envy and strife caused by bitterness. James 3:14. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. Bitter envying and strife. Now again, we can go back and look at, he said, you're in the gall of bitterness. What was he trying to do? He was trying. He was envious. He was envious of the gift they were operating in. And again, I said this, if you're struggling with someone operating in their gift and you're envious of that, the real issue can be bitterness. And what it tells us to do here, it says, lie not, come clean, quit hiding it. The altar's available. When He shows you, that's what He said. Glory not and lie not against the truth. Come clean. Renounce it. Confess it. Be healed. For where envying and strife, James 3:16, for where envying and strife is, there's confusion in every evil work. Envy and strife can be the result of bitterness. And wherever there's envy and strife, there's confusion. So confusion then can actually be the result of bitterness. Have you got somebody in your life? They're usually a relative, for God's sake. That every time you get around them, there can't be any peace. Something's always stirring, something's always swirling, and there's always confusion. Bitterness. Don't take advice from bitter people. Do not take advice from bitter people. Young lady, if your mom went through divorce and she does not like men, don't take her advice. Don't let her choose your husband for you. Get some counsel somewhere else. That's a nugget for you. How do you deal with it? Again, where we started. Ephesians 4:31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Put it away. How do you put it away? By being kind one to another, tenderhearted, and forgiving one another. even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now, can you see now when you come in and you begin to get free and your soul begins to get healed, how all these things, they intertwine? See, when you go through this, you have to pray seemingly monotonous same prayers over and over because they're all related. And you can now see here that if you don't forgive, then you move into bitterness. You can't afford not to forgive because you will come into a place of bitterness. Father, I pray right now that you would open our eyes, open our hearts, show us, Lord. Come on, I know that there's people that you're disappointed. Things haven't gone the way you want them to go, but you've not realized that you're bitter. God, I pray that you would cleanse every person's stream this morning of bitterness so that the water that flows out of us is pure. Come on, let the Holy Spirit show that light right now of when someone's name is mentioned or a certain event or a certain group of people is mentioned, you immediately spout out something negative. This is happens in ministry. You can be in ministry and be bitter because when the name's mentioned, it spouts out your mouth. Holy Spirit, I ask you right now to just begin to speak to hearts. Show these places where bitterness exists that we might purify our hearts. Lord, I pray for every home, every husband and wife in here. One of the number one strategies of the enemy is to get us in bitterness toward each other, God. Lord, I pray that you would remove the root of bitterness. Allow him to deal with your heart. Come on, I feel that so strongly this morning, the fact that your parents, if your parents are bitter, it gets transferred to you. Some of you need to let that go. You need to renounce generational bitterness. I feel it in my heart right now. I feel it from the Holy Spirit. You should say out your mouth, I renounce generational bitterness. I refuse to take the bitterness that comes from my mother or my father. Come on, I know it. It's generational. And it's influenced your life and you didn't realize it. Lord, I break it right now. Generational bitterness. I command it to lift from these people, lift from their emotions right now. I break this generational bitterness transferred to them by the words of loved ones. Thank you, Lord, that right now you're cleansing it. Don't think I've ever touched on generational bitterness. Bitterness can cause, let me tell you something else, bitterness can open you up to the spirit of infirmity. It's been directly related to cancer. Cancer comes from bitterness. Lord, we just thank you right now. Come on, let's just pray. Lord, I repent of any bitterness in my heart. I command any spirit attached to my life that's influenced my life because of this bitterness to go from me now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I say no spirit connected to bitterness can affect me anymore. I loose you from my life now. In Jesus' name. Come on, there's something going on in the atmosphere right here. We say right now, Lord, that deliverance is coming. We crush the door. We crush the spirit of bitterness in this room. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree it and declare it. I speak to every person under the sound of my voice and I say, be free from bitterness. right now, every spirit associated with bitterness, every spirit that entered their life as a result of bitterness, anger and rage connected to bitterness, I command you to go right now. Yelling and screaming. This also mentions clamor. Clamor is yelling and screaming, and it mentions it with bitterness. Father, right now we say no more yelling, no more screaming, no more profanity. Right now, Lord, we command every unclean spirit connected to bitterness in their lives to be gone from them. Right now, we renounce it. We renounce it right now in Jesus' name. Some of you right now need to begin to see that place, that seed. You need to see that seed and let Him wash it. That seed of regret, that seed of disappointment, that seed of rejection. When He shows it to you right now, you let it go. You say, I close the door to the seed of bitterness that entered my life. When this event happened, say the event out loud. Some of you, your father left. Your mother left. Come on, Lord. I don't want to drag this out, but I feel the Lord moving. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command these people to be free. I say in Jesus' name, be free. Any sickness and infirmity related to bitterness, we command the spirit of infirmity to leave right now. Spirit of infirmity, loose them and set them free. Not being able to have children, bitterness, it causes bitterness. If you go look at Hannah, I'm pretty sure you'll find bitterness. I don't know that, but I believe that it mentions her weeping and her crying and the bitterness of soul because that she could not produce. I rebuke that right now. That thing, that spirit of bitterness that came in you as a result of your not being able to bear children right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of bitterness, every bitterness that came as a result of not having the love of your father. Right now, Lord, any spirits attached to lack of love and affection from fathers, I speak to young girls right now, God. I say they'll be set free from it this day, Lord. Spirits of addiction that are connected to bitterness, Lord, we command them to go right now in Jesus' name. Fear of marriage, I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, I'm telling you, there's fear of marriage in here because of this. In the name of Jesus Christ, set every person free, Lord. Poverty connected to bitterness. When you get bitterness, you cut off the flow of the anointing and blessing in your life. Right now, Lord, I ask you to loose from some people the spirit of poverty, a poverty mentality, a poverty spirit coming from bitterness in their lives, Lord. Make their waters pure, Lord. Right now, Lord, any spirit that's causing bonding issues, relational issues, I pray, Lord, right now, any spirit using bitterness to influence relationships and hinder relationships, I break you. Spirit of accusation stemming from bitterness, I break you right now in the name of Jesus. I renounce you. I command you to loose them. Right now, I command you to loose those in Jesus' name. Accusation, a spirit of accusation. I thank you, Lord, that you're loosing them right now from accusation. Low self-esteem, God. We speak to it right now. And we pray, Lord, that you would reveal. Come on, I'm telling you, some of you got daddy issues in here. You may not know you do, but you do. Lord, I ask you to heal bitterness where fathers have been missing in action. And you have low self-esteem and you have rejection because of this. Father, we thank you that you bring this body into full wholeness in their souls. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name.